very own Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
Good morning. I had a very strange vision this morning. And it really touched me in a way that's kind of amazing and unexpected. But I was looking out the window. Wait a minute, here's some water. I was looking out the window, and all of a sudden I was aware of a vision of the three wise men. And they were on their journey to find baby Jesus. We know in history that Jesus was 2 years old by the time they got there. However, the vision that I saw was the anticipation, the oneness, the enthusiasm of their vibration as they were on this journey, symbolic of we're on a journey too. And I started thinking about that, and I kind of went back through my life, and I thought of the song that we just opened with, Here I Am, Lord. And it started me thinking about how many times in our life when we're younger, or maybe when you're older, that we only cry out to God when something goes wrong. You know, oh, dear God, just help me through this, and I promise I'll never do this again. Oh, dear God, just protect me from this, and this will happen. I'm sure most people have done that. And I remember where I grew up, they had just gotten a brand new rug. It wasn't carpeting, it was a rug. It was before wall-to-wall carpeting. And you know, the good thing about rugs is that they made them reversible back then. What did I do but spill a whole bottle of Mercuricome on it? For you people who do not know what that is, it stains permanently. Everybody in the house protected me, turned that carpet on over, and to this day, I don't think they ever did find it. But you know, sometimes when we cry out to help, what I'm trying to say is, help comes in unusual ways, because I didn't think that all those children would help me turn the carpet over, move the furniture, and no one said a word. Well, as I got older, I'm so sorry. Oh, this allergies or what? We won't record this. As I got older, I started crying out in different ways. It had to do more with my heart. When I was disappointed, when I thought I'd made a wrong decision, when maybe one of my loved ones was hurting so much that I cried out to God then. And it seemed things worked out, but not the way I wanted it to. Until one day, I ended up in this little chapel on the corner of 9th and Mulberry in Muncie, Indiana, and it was that little spiritualist church. That's when I began to hear that I can be in charge of my life. Now, the first thing you hear when you come into a chapel is you're thinking about, oh, if I do my part, you know, the light bill will come. If I do my part, you know, we're going to make it okay physically. But that's not really what it's all about. We kind of are here. It doesn't have to be. But we're kind of here learning from the school of hard knocks, as unfortunate as that might seem. Because we learn to walk, we learn to crawl, we learn to sail. And we think, oh, I've got this licked. And then something happens. And we feel like we're destroyed. And we try to pick up the pieces again and try to go. And the one thing that was hard for me to realize is that not only are there laws, but you have to understand that we're on a spiritual journey. We're on a spiritual path. And as ridiculous as my life has been, that I can't remember it the first time, hopefully I'm learning it faster now, is it's always the thing of surrendering to the light. Surrendering to that beautiful love within ourselves, surrendering to that part of me that says, okay, I give up. It's not my will. I've done it my way, and it never works out. And so as soon as we surrender to the light, it's like all the little help comes. People come, and they come and help, or something happens, and we get a solution. And before long, we have a beautiful morning like I had again this morning. And it's like an answer comes. An answer comes that I know with what I was crying out for, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay no matter what. You know, sometimes in life, we learn through challenges. But one thing I've learned is in reading the Bible, everything is symbology. Everything is symbology. I don't take anything literal. Jesus spoke of taking the disciples up to the mountain. Up to the mountain, it was into that higher state of consciousness where all the energy comes, where all the peace comes, where all the answers come, where we remember again who we are. And then they descended to the plains. Because you have to come back to be in balance. It's all about balance. We ascend, we go to that higher state of consciousness that keeps us steadfast, and come down where we're in balance, but it doesn't shake us up when we do our part first. Most of us have started out in a religion, and I'm not knocking another religion. It just wasn't for me. If it helps somebody else, that's fabulous. I wouldn't go get you out of your church and drag you over here for anything. But I know part of my life was the rebellion of religion. The rebellion that I wasn't good enough. The rebellion that it's too late. I've already done it wrong. It's too late for this. Oh, now I've got to ask for forgiveness again. And where do I go next? You can get so tied up in knots, you finally washed away and go, I can't live this life. It's not for me. I can't live this life because I don't believe in the anger and the division of what I'm being taught where I'm going. And the division that nobody's good enough. Let me tell you something. Everybody's good enough. We're all on the same journey. We're just not aware of it. Different stages. No matter what religion you go to, no matter what you believe on, we're still on the same journey of life. And it's learning to realize that our happiness and our life and our happiness and the love and the security that we're looking for is never out there. It's never in a job. It's never in a person. It's always within ourselves. And that's the one place when we've been brainwashed in the fact that we're not good enough, that's the one thing we run from forever. Until all of a sudden, as an adult, it's like, oh, we're broken again. And we find ourselves crying out, dear God, or anybody else, please help me. I need an answer. I do not know what to do. Well, you've heard that, I think it's a song, and the earth moves. I think Sandy Petty plays something. Well, let me tell you something. When you do that with your heart and your mind and your soul, your gut, everything, you're crying out. It might not be that instant, but it's as though the earth shifts and your vibration changes. And one day I was like that in Nashville, Tennessee. We moved to Nashville, Tennessee. Never should have gone there. One thing happened wrong right after the other. Boom, 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 boom. Fire lost everything we had, just everything. It was one of those crying out moments. 2 weeks later, I was back in Indiana. Had no idea, had no plans of going there. I felt like I moved back to Indiana. I told everybody I was never coming back. I felt like it was a failure, going back with my tail between my legs. It was the best move I ever made. I stumbled right into that church that taught me everything I wanted to know. Sometimes what we feel are mistakes are as the universe pushing us with all the force in the place where we're meant to be. But I can tell you something right now that I've learned, and I try to continually to learn, because if I don't put God first, meaning that wonderful place on the inside, that beautiful higher consciousness, that universal presence that Jesus the Christ found. You see, we're not supposed to worship him. We're supposed to do what he taught us. I admire him. You can love him. But we're taught not to worship people. Worship that beautiful presence that is there for each and every one of us. That presence that we can call on. That presence that if we can remember just to say, oh God, I love you. Good morning. Thank you for the blessings of this day. Meaning that vibrational field of love. That vibrational field that's the energy of love that only grows when we know how to feed it and nurture it and live it. But when it's time for us to progress another step, let me tell you something. If you don't remember, we need to have signs all over the house. It's like, what are we going to do now? What's going to happen now? Well, let me tell you something. I've said that for 73 years, and look at me. I've got a pretty good life, you know? Because now it doesn't take me so long. Now I remember. But the things that I have cried out for in the last 6 months, like you said, they've all come about in unexpected ways. Things have been rectified. You see, I could never figure out how to do things in unexpected ways. My ego would have probably wanted, well, it ought to be done this way and this way and this way and this way. And you could really be in trouble. I found that. I don't know. I don't know anymore. And I don't want to know. I want the highest and the best. And I'm open to anything that is of the light and of love and of that vibrational field of that higher consciousness. Life does not have to be hard. Spirit tells us that. If we remember to put these things first, to put God first, to love yourself. And the only way you can love somebody else is when you love yourself enough to think, oh my God, this body and this energy and this spiritual essence that I have, it's amazing. It's tremendous. And that's when you want to share it with your vibration. Maybe not with your words, but the people that you pass on the street. You can get so excited giving it away that you think you're in the heaven world already. As a little kid, I used to get excited. I'd see all these little dead birds that had fallen out of nests. And I have a little funeral for them all over this little town called Willow Branch, and I'd just be so pleased with myself, like an idiot. But that's how I feel now. Just being able to love the people I come in contact. And that's what we're built for. That's what we're made for. And when we can live most of our life finally in that way, we don't have to go through so many struggles. And we can accept in a meek way, not an egoic way, that I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. And we can have a life of purity and peace and wisdom in ways that we could never imagine before. So today I found my heaven world. I saw the wise men and how they had this one pointed goal. And they all three went and accomplished that goal. It reminded me of the Bible verse where two or three are gathered in my name, in that I am consciousness. There I am too. And the answer will come. It will be granted. So I have a tendency to wonder with my goals sometimes. I have a tendency from the very beginning till, well, it was in 1971, I remember the date. Spirit told me, Connie, when we tell you something, you get in the way. So we will never tell you what the future is again this lifetime. Well, that's okay. At first, I didn't like it. But you know, it works out for me because I know that small me, I might make mistakes. I might not have my goal high enough for what's needed. So let go and let that universal God take care of everything and ask for what you want. And have that one-pointed goal of what you want in your life. But the secret is, it can't involve anybody else. We cannot change somebody else. This is your path. They have to find their path. But while you're growing and you're accomplishing, that's when the law of attraction moves in. And that was what you were made for, what you have come for, and what discovering what truly makes you happy, that's when that comes. That's when that comes to you. Always, 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 we make it difficult. But when we can just remember one thing, surrender to that higher power, that's when the magic happens. God bless you all. Thank you.